thank you. Introduction. So this is collaborative work. You folks that used to be at Florida State and now I've moved on to other places. No relationships to disclose. So I want to start by kind of giving you just a brief overview of the presentation. First, I'm going to note just some key social disparities in HPV vaccine uptake, which many of you are probably familiar with, but just kind of a refresher on those. And then I want to highlight some prevalent rationales for delaying the vaccine, which, again, I know a lot of you are very familiar with, and I like it's really neat how well these presentations really tie together. And then the main part of the presentation, the focus of this study is examining social disparities and reasons for delaying. So among those parents who decided to delay, what social disparities do we see in rationales for delaying? And then to discuss some of the policy implications of these findings. Now, we kind of have already gone over this, but just to emphasize it again is that we still have very low rates of HPV vaccination, especially completion. And so these estimates are a little bit different because this is only one in three of actually completing all three doses. So more girls uptake. Because you have to do the doses over a pretty long span of time for a vaccine, you know, not, a lot of people don't complete it. And then vaccination rates in boys are still very low. Thinking about some of the racial and ethnic differences, which we'll learn more about in a moment, African American and Hispanic females are less likely to both initiate and complete the vaccine. Some of the research on Hispanic women, you know, there's some inconsistency in the findings, but the findings for African American girls are pretty consistent. And some research, although this again is the findings that are more sporadic, it's less consistent in the literature, but some research suggests an inverse relationship between parental socioeconomic status, like mother's level of education, for example, or household income, and HPV vaccination. But again, it's an inconsistent finding. The research on race and ethnicity and the gender findings are very strong and pretty consistent. So these are just some of the prevalent rationales for delaying the vaccine. It's not receiving a recommendation, we'll talk more about that in a minute. So the parents saying that their child's not sexually active, so there's no reason for them to be vaccinated. It's just kind of general safety concerns about the vaccine, and then a lack of knowledge. I mean, there's some other reasons as well, but those are kind of the prevalent rationales for that parents give for not allowing their child or not wanting their child to receive the vaccine. Now, some previous research. Finds that low SES and racial and ethnic minority parents have lower odds of knowing about the vaccine, also less likely to receive a recommendation from a health provider to vaccinate their child. So that's disheartening. This is a fairly recent study. So this current study, we focus on not only understanding who is more likely to delay getting vaccinated, but why certain individuals postpone vaccination. I mean, and understanding about that will allow us to design more effective interventions if we can understand those social disparities and the rationale. And so this is using data from a large nationally representative sample of parents of teens, and we, again, test whether these rationales differ reasons for delaying the HPV vaccination vary by these key social characteristics. And again, I think that this might have been mentioned before, but the reason that they ask the parents is because in most cases you have to get parental consent if you're under 18 to get the HPV vaccination. So that's the rationale for asking parents rather than the kids. So just very briefly about the data, some of you may be already familiar with this data. It's the NIS teen, which is a nationally representative sample of parents of adolescents. And this is just a little bit about the response rates for the survey. So again, yeah, they asked this. They asked the parent in the household. They called and then asked the parent, which adult in the household, you know, made health decisions for the teen, would know the most about their teen's health. So our focal measures, pretty basic social determinants, looking at the child's gender, child sex, race and ethnicity, the household income, and the mother's education. But we also controlled for a number of other confounding factors like insurance status. I have my whole list of controls, but other basic socio-demographic, you know, controls. Outcome variables that we're interested in, vaccine delay. So this was based on a question that ranged from 1 to 5, asking parents, how likely is it that among those teens who had not yet been vaccinated, how likely is it that you're going to have your child vaccinated in the last 12 months? So this ranged from 1 to 5, with 5 being that they're very unlikely to have their child vaccinated. And so we just created a dichotomous variable for our first set of analyses, just looking at those who said that they were very unlikely to have their child vaccinated. And then we looked at social disparities and rationales for delaying. And so other research has examined some of these things, but we look at a broad range. But a lot of the research is based, has focused on only on women, or has looked at one specific rationale, like provider recommendation. We look at a broad range of social disparities and rationales using nationally representative data. Gives you a little bit of information about the sample. You can see that some vaccine delay, again, among those who haven't vaccinated their child, what percentage are very unlikely to do so. And so it's a pretty good chunk of the sample, about 40% saying that they're not going to have their child vaccinated. And then you can kind of see, I won't go through all these, but the breakdown of the reasons why people are saying that they're not going to vaccinate. There's just, the biggest category is just this kind of general idea that there's just no need to get the vaccine. And then you see some other things that are very important, like not receiving a recommendation or concerns about the safety, not really knowing about the vaccine, saying that it's just because the child is male, there's not really a need to get the vaccine. And this is kind of replicating some other research. Again, this includes controls for other kind of other standard control, socio-demographic controls, but I'm just not showing those so that it's easier to read. Again, like insurance status, which parent, who was the respondent, you know, most of the time it was the mother who was the respondent giving this information. The number of children in the household, the region of residence, whether the parents' marital status, those sorts of things are also accounted for in this model. But again, this is kind of replicating some other research looking at the likelihood of reporting that they're not likely to vaccinate. So males, parents of male children, that's associated with increased odds of not vaccinating in the next 12 months. But we see in terms of some of these other characteristics that it's actually, there's no difference between African Americans and non-Hispanic whites, but some of these are actually some good news. It looks like that lower SES parents are actually more likely to vaccinate their children or say that they're not going to delay, and also Hispanic parents. This is the bulk of our analysis, or kind of the meat of our project. Looking at some of these key characteristics and how they're related to these reasons for not vaccinating among those who are not having their child vaccinated. We see some pretty clear gender differences, that parents of males are more likely to say, extremely likely to say this because they haven't received a recommendation to vaccinate, less likely to cite safety concerns, and they're more likely to say that there's no need and there's no real difference with the lack of knowledge. Also, parents and males are less likely to say that the reason is because their child is not sexually active or because of the age. So it seems to really be based on not receiving a recommendation as the clear driving force of these gender disparities. We also see some troubling, but gives us some hints of important interventions when we look at some of these racial disparities. So, while parents of African American children are less likely to cite safety concerns, we see that they're more likely to say that there's no need, and then we see pretty clear racial disparities and a lack of knowledge. So, minority parents are more likely to say that they don't really know a lot about the vaccine, and that's the reason they're not getting their child vaccinated. And we see a few other racial disparities as well. They're less likely to have concerns about the teen's age, for example, or less likely to cite say their child is not sexually active. And then finally, kind of switching back and forth here between these tables.
Kind of like some of the previous literature, we do see some differences by socioeconomic status and these reasons for not vaccinating, but the results are sort of sporadic, and it's hard to kind of come up with a clear story here, some really consistent findings that we can be very confident in.
So not really a clear story in terms of income and a mother's education. So just to summarize very briefly, because I know I'm about out of time here, gender variations in HPV vaccination uptake appear to be driven by a lack of recommendation from healthcare professionals. And some of this kind of makes sense because of the delay and the timing of the approval for boys, so we might expect to still see some gender disparities, given that the recommendation for girls came many years before the recommendation for boys, but we still see this a huge difference in terms of healthcare professionals recommending this, at least based on the parents' response. Also, minority parents all displayed increased odds of reporting that a lack of knowledge about the vaccine was the primary barrier to vaccination compared to non-Hispanic whites. Again, the SES differences were less consistent. And so this really suggests that interventions focusing on increasing information about the benefits of the HPV vaccination among parents of minority youth are very important. You know, focusing on making sure they understand the benefits of that. And this is really important, especially for African American women, in terms of given that they're more likely to get cervical cancer, die of cervical cancer, also that they initiate sex earlier. And so because the timing of when you receive the vaccine is so critical, these delays, even if they end up getting the vaccine down the road, you know, this is still troubling. Also that maybe we should be also giving healthcare providers more information or pushing them more to push HPV vaccination in boys. So I won't be there. Thank you.
I'm just curious, in the data set that you used originally, the teen vaccination study, is data available for where these folks, or did you collect data for where they got their health care? Community health centers?
I'd have to look back in the data. We didn't account for that, but that might be,
That might be an interesting direction in the future, because there's such a huge difference in the quality of care and type of care in this area.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, so that's a really good point.